Today is Stewardship Sunday, and True Confessions, who, like me, doesn't really like coming to service on Stewardship Sunday? All right, I know that it's crucial that we financially support the UUC, and I know I'm going to pledge to support the work of this church, and I know that my pledge is probably much smaller than others of you, and for that I am very grateful. So why should we even have or come to this service? Kind of a throwaway, right? We know all that stuff. So those are my usual thoughts around this time of year. And then I saw that the theme of this year's stewardship drive is cultivating community. Those words caught my interest. The stewardship committee, by choosing those words, has elevated its mission. While one spiritual path feels personal here, at the UUC-NRV, we do it in community. And it reminded me that each pledge contributes to something bigger than our personal concerns. I like community, but then there's that word cultivating. So often stewardship is about sustaining. Sustaining sounds like a lot of work. Sustaining feels like a repetitive chore. Sustain. But cultivating is an energetic endeavor. Cultivating is not actions or work. Cultivating is the care and keeping of growing things. Our congregation, it is a growing thing. It is alive and vibrant and growing. And this growth is easy to see in our continuing strong numbers of participation and in our facility improvements. But it's the care and keeping of the growth that is essential. Cultivating requires mindfulness and vigilance. Proper cultivation involves being able to see what is wanted and needed and then providing that. Think about a garden. Some days it needs watering, but some days it needs to be drained. Some days it needs to be fertilized. Other days you have to cull. Something different each day. Unless someone is paying attention, this life-sustaining work does not get done. Which is exactly why this, our church, our congregation, our community, remains so vibrant. Our leadership, our staff, our members, we are paying attention. We don't do the same thing each week, each month, each year because of a mandate. We do some similar things because of tradition, but all our actions are guided by our mission statement and our relationship to the UU principles and our relationship to this community. Reflect on how well our leadership team navigated the challenges presented by the pandemic. It was a bit bumpy at first, but we transitioned to all online services for over a year, and then to hybrid services. Our Lifespan Faith Development team successfully kept families engaged in the life of our community, navigating the pandemic restrictions with innovative programs like an online story time, a stuffy sleepover, and Zoom book groups. I participated in the Twilight Zone Lifespan Faith Development last winter, and it was a bright spot in a dark month. Even the men's breakfast and the auction were successfully transitioned to Zoom. People here continue to show up, to get involved, and to volunteer. Yesterday, I received an email from Akiko, our greeter captain, reporting who the 5 in-person and 3 online greeter volunteers were. That's 8 people. That's a lot of you to contribute each Sunday to contribute to cultivating our community, because each of you saw what was wanted and needed. Thank you. Did anybody else notice George Lally's Facebook confession about he didn't know how to make coffee, but he saw it was wanted and needed, and he signed up to be on the coffee team? He stepped up. Each of us, like the song we just sang, have unique gifts that we bring. In this community, is blessed to have gifts of gardeners and builders and cleaners and musicians, community leaders, social justice warriors, teachers, coffee servers, art curators, event organizers, all of that talent, all of that time. That's where the cultivating happens. And we need cash. It's not all we need, but it is part of what it takes to cultivate our beautiful community, our living and growing UUCNRV. So I get it, and I pledged early, in fact, and I came to service today with joy in my heart because I will do my part to cultivate and sustain our work here. Thank you.